Yeah, just a bit more for you who are sitting here. There's this other time, and the disciples came to Jesus, and they asked him, who's greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You know, Lord, what's the pecking order? How do we do it right so that we're doing it? What must I do? And he called a little child, and he had him stand among them, and he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like this little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And those are the two scriptures that we share this morning with you, to encourage you that God received children into his kingdom. If someone is sitting here and worried about Scott because you've heard this news, I think the scripture speaks to that. And also to admonish adults who are here that it's an important decision that's required if you expect to see Scott again. And that matters to us here in this room. The psalmist, King David, is quoted in 2 Samuel chapter 12 at the time of the death of his own son. Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me. And here we see the expectation that this young child was with God and he, David, would see him again. There's comfort from the scriptures on this note. Wee Scott was a friend of God, and I believe he trusted Jesus for the forgiveness of sin. Whether he was aware of his own sinfulness as a human being or not, he was a member of this church. He was a part and parcel of every story that's told back there that is about the work of God in the life of Jesus Christ and salvation that comes through the cross of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And we hold fast to that. In the wake of these scriptures, we bring two important ideas to your attention. Children are welcomed into the arms of Jesus Christ. And in the words of Jesus Christ, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the teaching of Scripture. This is the testimony to the words of Jesus Christ that pertain to us this morning. And the Apostle John elaborates on this in his first letter. So the first epistle of John, 1 John chapter 1 says this, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's where we stand before Almighty God in the wake of the matters that happened this week. It's not a matter of relative goodness. None of us can say, oh, but I'm better than others at least. None of us can look at one example in this community this week and go, I'm not like that. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Scripture tells us. And all means all. Only holiness is acceptable to the holy God and Father of us all. None of us are holy in and of ourselves. It's not a pile of good and a pile of bad, and my good outweighs my bad. It's holiness. It's the child with muddy shoes wanting to walk into granny's house and not being welcome on the white carpet. And that's a pale metaphor of the holiness of God, who does not compromise, who does not accept sin, who does not look at the things that happened this week. There's no place for these acts in the heart of God. That's obvious. We are made holy through the atonement of Christ on the cross. Jesus died once for all. All sin punished on the cross so that we wouldn't be. Once for all sin, for all time, for all people who would call upon the name Jesus. Jesus was buried, and Jesus rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. There is no other way. Won't you please turn to the Almighty God who created heaven and earth for forgiveness of the slightest or the most egregious sin? That has got to be the message this morning. When Thomas asked, "How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." These are the words of Jesus Christ. We cannot teach something other than what he taught. There is only Jesus Christ. Because we believe in the reconciliation of humanity to God in Christ, we welcome you to share in a communion meal with us this evening at 6:30. It's the communion service. It's when any believer is welcome at the table of God to remember the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the bread and in the wine. We're going to now, we'll have a time of reflection. And we're going to have a song as a background to this. And you just now, I think, will be left to our thoughts in the wake of this. And to bring before God your private prayers, your petitions, your supplications. And we'll leave you to that. Just to be still for the presence of the Lord is moving in this place.